Now, keep that in mind, because I want to move to another scripture that you know. Because, see, we're talking about doubt and unbelief versus the enemy of your faith. Doubt and unbelief, the enemy of your faith. John 10:10. Look at it. The thief cometh not. St. John 10:10. The thief cometh not but for to what? I don't care how kind, how cool he might be acting. His only reason trying to get to you is to steal, kill, and destroy. He is not your friend. And he made you on your feeling. I'm going to say it again. His major operation, because nobody can say anything to you, you hurt my feeling. And I ain't gonna pray no more. Or I ain't gonna speak to him no more. Or I ain't gonna do this no more. That's right, because they'd have no business saying that to you. They did you wrong. And you know what? It might have been wrong. But you didn't have no right to do wrong because they did you wrong. You had a right to act on the word. I'm preaching better than y'all shouting tonight. You had a right. That's our God-given right. When somebody do wrong, I have a right to do right. And not only do I have a right to do right, I have the ability to do right. Satan's only purpose in coming is to steal, kill. The thief cometh not before to steal, kill, and to destroy. Jesus said, I am come that you might have life. Remember I said earlier, when we said nothing missing, nothing broken. See, Jesus came to give you whole life, complete life, a life that's nothing missing. Challenging? Yes. Opposition? Yes. But they cannot stop you, stop life, because why? Life has already triumphed over death. Life has already triumphed over death. All right, let's move right along. The thief coming only to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to steal your faith that God has given you when you got born again. See, every person that's born of the Spirit, you got born again, God gave you, dealt to you the measure of faith, the God kind of faith, the faith that will believe God. And you got to feed it the word. Blue John won't work. I said, Blue John won't work. See, your faith, you have faith if you're born again. Now look what Romans 12:3 said. Romans 12:3. For I say, through the grace given unto me to every man among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, clearly. You ever see a drunk man? He ain't thinking right. He doesn't think right. You ever see a mad man? He doesn't think right. But God said, I have dealt to every one of you. So you can't point your finger at me and I can't point my finger at you. Even though I'm pointing my finger, I'm pointing for a different reason. But not to say that because you are successful and I can accuse you that this and that and that. No. Every person that's born of God, that is the good thing about, that is the good thing about God. Every person born of God has, can and should succeed, win, overcome, triumph. God will never do one person unjustly over another. Because he said, I am what? No respecter person. But you know what he is a respecter? He's a respecter of faith. Because faith is the only thing that will call God to move towards you. Faith is what calls God to go into action. He watches over his word to perform it. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. So he said, now listen. He said, I read it again, Romans 12:3, for I say, through the grace given unto me and to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he what? Ought to think, but to think how? Soberly, clearly. According as God has dealt to who? Every man, every person, the measure of faith. And this is what the enemy is set out to do, is to rob you of your faith, because faith works by love, and the love of God has been shared abroad in your heart, and faith is what received from God. We've been talking about the kingdom of God and kingdom and righteousness, that everything is there, and that's how you receive. You're here on the earth, but you're in the kingdom right now. And that's how you receive. You receive authority. You receive the power. You receive God-given ability to operate in this earth. Listen to me now. Operate in this earth over the laws of doubt, unbelief, lies, and deception, the works of darkness. You receive the ability to operate independent of them. Satan is always trying to connive, scheme, and lie, and deceive, and pull you, and deceive you, and pull you under his laws, this system. But you have been called out of this system to live in another system, and it's called faith, that works by love. And that whatever God says, you don't question him, you don't argue with him, and you certainly don't disagree with him. Even if you don't understand it, you got the great teacher say, Holy Spirit, I don't understand this, teach me. But most people go off, oh, because I ain't going to do this. See, that's what Satan has done, deceive them. And when when there's certain things mentioned in the Bible, in the Word of God, and then they start arguing with God or just flat out disagree with them, then when they get in trouble, they want to pray. And God answered, for God to heal them and answer them, but he can't do it because you're like this. You're crosswise with it. You're going that way, he going this way. And it won't work. You ever try to put a round peg in a square hole? A square peg in a round hole? It won't work.